Are you overwhelmed by the sheer amount of stuff you've collected over the course of your life? Do you want to start getting rid of it, but don't know how? Well, today I've got some advice for you.
Okay, nephew Brody, it's mid-January, and you guys have been doing something kind of interesting this month.
Yeah, so for this month, every day, we have been trying to give away things. So for the first day, we gave away one thing. Second day, we gave away two things. And just started to add up. And this is called minimalism. And it is just like the idea of the less you have, the happier you are. So we're testing it out, seeing if it works. But
like on the first of the month, you gave away one thing. The second day of the month, two things, and so forth. Until you get to the end of January, where by the end, you're giving away like 30 things, huh?
Yeah.
So does it work, this idea of the more you give away, the happier you are?
Yeah, I think so. So far, it's working, and I'm happy.
Oh, it's pouring hail out here, if you hear that,
oh, wow.
People. How do you figure out what you want to save and what you want to give away?
Yeah, so the things that I want to save are the things that bring happiness to me, they bring joy, stuff that I use a lot, and the stuff that I don't want to keep are just the things that like I might use once every year or something, but they're just those small things that don't really make a difference. It's not like you have to go until the last day. You can stop on the 20th if you had to give away one more thing, it would be something that brings joy to you.
Oh, I see. So when you get to the point where the only things left to give away are things that bring joy to you, that's when you know that you're done.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of the goal.
Oh, that's cool. I love it. Mm-hmm. And what was this exercise inspired by?
My dad watched a documentary and he just told me the idea, so we tested it out.
Great.
I'm Brody Madden. I am 11 years old and I am from Michigan.
What I like about this form of purging is that it kind of turns it into a game. It sounds fun to me. Brody's sister gave some advice on this show. It was the second episode we ever did. It's called Working Hard with Lainey. Here's an excerpt.
Because when you finish the thing that you were working hard for, you really like feel good, like that you accomplished it, and like that you're like done with that thing, so you can start working hard on another thing.
Our entire archive of nearly 200 advice episodes is available for you to listen to wherever you listen to podcasts or at bestadvice.show. And if you have some advice for me, I'd love to hear it. Give me a call on the hotline at 844-935-BEST. That's 844-935-BEST.